rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If there's not any requests for additions to the agenda, I would consider a motion to accept the agenda as presented.
Hello.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Our next item is to approve the minutes from the previous agenda. Commissioner Victor, I think you had a concern about the minutes.
Well, I didn't have a complaint, I just
a concern.
Are we supposed to have these on them?
Probably.
For the representative from the commission for the committee to interview the, I guess it would be the new
4-H,
what is it?
Extension.
Extension service. Tom Noble and I were authorized to be on that committee, and for some reason Matt's name took precedent over mine. I'd like to change that to where it's Tom and myself.
Yes, and that's correct. That was Commissioner Vickery and Commissioner Noble were appointed to be on that committee. So if that's what we have, we need to change that to reflect Commissioner Vickery rather than Mr. Noble.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Noble.
I did ask for Matt to be included on that also.
Yeah. Oh, so I thought you said Mac. You said Matt.
He did say
Matt. Yes, Matt.
Okay, but so it should be Matt, you, and Commissioner Vickery. It was to be all three of you. Commissioner Vickery was asked by myself at that meeting.
Correct. I guess I didn't understand why Mr. Gaffney was included just as why. I'm curious is all.
He's the HR person, and it was requested by Commissioner Noble.
But the new person won't be a employee of the county, will he?
Well, no, but
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think we've been through this before. They're not the employee of the county, but we do compensate that individual for those services. In other words, part of their salary comes from our budget.
I understand that. Fair enough.
And it was Commissioner Noble's request.
Okay.
So did I leave Doug out?
Yeah, okay. It was to include Matt, but it was also the two commissioners were Commissioner Noble and Commissioner Vickery. Commissioner Noble?
Mr. Chairman, I would like for the motion that I made about this, or the $20 million to reflect that it was for the sublet center portion.
Specifically the long-term care facility?
Yes.
Okay. I wrote the minutes as he restated the motion. Do you want to hear it?
Do you guys want to hear it? Mac, you're saying yes?
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
No,
I'm fine.
Okay. I think what happened on that meeting, and listening to the minutes, there was a motion made and seconded. Right after that motion was made, I immediately asked for clarification on that motion. When Commissioner Noble repeated the motion, he inadvertently left out the wording in the first motion, which was seconded, and that was the long-term care facility. So I think we know what the intent was, what the original motion was. It's unfortunate we did not have it in writing so that we could simply repeat the motion. But as it stands now, I'm not opposed to reflecting the original motion. But I'll say ye. Are you guys good with that?
I'm good with that.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
So, Carrie, I think we'll just have it reflect. And I understand your point because that was the second motion made. Not the second, it was clarification of the first motion. the confusing part, the wording was changed a little different, but we will go by the original motion, which is clearly stated in the audio, the tape. So if we could have the minutes reflect that. Anything else before I ask for a motion to approve the prior meeting minutes? If not, we've had two requests for amendments. Could I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes as amended?
Yes.
So moved, sir.
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Billy, I guess we're ready for you. Or should I say ready for y'all?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys got my activity list.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year, we're just kind of same old, snow removal. We did get the showers plowed. I was down there this morning. We got Lumen done this morning. They're going to put that in today. So that's all going well. That's done.
So Lumen and Humpback are done. Done.
Yeah.
Good job.
So we got some stuff. But
yeah, I got everything on cottonwood ryegrass for the first phase. I got the wetland stuff in with the Corps, so they're working through that, so we should get our permit, and we can do the mitigation within the right-of-way, so we won't have to worry about getting an easement and all this other stuff, so it should work out pretty nice.
Sounds good. Really good.
Yeah. Yep. And then the other thing I have is on the south lysimeter. We got our bids in yesterday for that. We had three bidders. R.S. Bennett. Yep, better than last time we had none. R.S. Bennett, Intermittent Transfer and Teletractors. Bennett came in low at $76,677.50, and they put the first one in, so it's our recommendation to award the contract to R.S. Bennett. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move we award the Marbleton number 2 Landfill South Lysimeter Project to R.S. Bennett Construction in the amount of $76,677.50.
Second. Oh, sorry. I should abstain. Teletractors is on here.
Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion to award the contract on the Marbleton 2 Landfill Lysimeter Project to R.S. Bennett Construction Company in the amount of $76,677.50. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. One abstention.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
We'll get her squared away and
get her
one other checklist off the list.
What's your timeline on the bid for cottonwood?
I'm hoping to put the plans out in February and give them all of March to review it and then bid it. Yep. Yeah, I want to get it much time and then they can drive it and see where the trouble areas are and get that. And I'm hoping to get phase 2 ready to go so they can start on that also this summer.
Good. And Eric's talked to a lot of landowners on, doing the alignments.
Yep. Trying to fix those 290 curves that we have. Just trying to make those a little bit better.
Perfect.
And they seem like they're open, but we'll go through it and see where we end up.
Okay.
We're on pace to get them out next month.
So that's good. Other than that, that's, unless you guys got any questions.
How much really of a challenge was it to do Hogsback in there?
Hogsback was the first, what was bad, the first day we went up there, the wind, we got in there, and then then we decided to go back the next day because the wind was really bad, and it was really good when we started. And then when we got up there, the winds over on that other, the gas field has a meter on the wind, And we got up there, and then the wind really kicked up, and we had like 92 mile an hour gusts. So we had a heck of a time getting down off of there because the machine started icing up. You get out and it just hit, you couldn't. So then we waited the next day, and that's when they, and so I told them we'd have it by noon because the wind was died down, and we got it, and they got it up there. So it worked out.
So there will be some standby for the crane and all that.
They got that one done.
I just mean because they had to sit there and wait.
No, I still had it done by the time I told them to show up. I told them to be there at 1.
Oh, perfect.
And we were on our way out by there. So, yeah, they didn't have to wait. And so Lumen was nothing, you know. It's close.
Yeah.
Hodge back
that's
close.
Easy.
Yeah. Well, running's pretty amazing because I wouldn't want to pull that. They said that thing weighed like 92,000. And I mean, and it, you know, it's and it's just so, you know, it's rock and ice is what it is. So, but they got up there and got it set. Yeah, it went well.
Good job. Yeah. Thank you.
You bet. That's all I have.
Anything else? Okay. Guess that was short and sweet. Good.
Great.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Mike, do you have anything for us?
We'll have the all the contract documents ready for the Schedule A Clark Straw project this week, early next week, and then we can move forward with the notice of our notice to proceed on that project. So.
Okay. So. We are once again ahead of schedule, which is good. If we're done with road and bridge, and Billy, you say you're done, nothing on the landfill, everything's
just my seminary. That was it.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll move ahead and move on to Mr. Wright, if he'd like to come forward.
Well. Back again, but I'm afraid of maybe get shot down. But all I want to do is try to save this guy's irrigation system. So.
Well, I think based on the information that we received from the county attorney, it looks like there may be some conflict with constitutional issues if we were to allow this.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know if there's any other options where. You might be able to check with a private contractor and see if you can get the same opportunity.
I've been working on a deal.
What's that?
I've been working on another plan.
Yeah. Commissioner, do you have any comment?
Mr. Turner, just a thought on this kind of a situation, and I have no idea how contractors work with each other, but as a rancher, if my neighbor had a pile of rocks that he didn't need, and I was in the situation Mr. Wright is, all I'd have to do is pick up the phone and say, I'll replace them in the spring, and then it'd be a done deal. Hopefully our contractors could work together that way and help each other out a little bit. But that's a real simple answer, as long as our contractors work together good. Like, you know, I can't relate to that because I'm not in that business, but I know in the business I am. If my neighbor had some hay, some extra hay, and I needed it and replace it next year, all I'd have to do is pick up the phone and ask. It's that simple. Maybe an option.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
I sort of agree with Joel, and I'm gonna reiterate myself a little here, and I'm gonna tell you a story that will tie this whole thing in. Here, 7 years ago, guy from Pennsylvania come in hunting the moose, and he looked around and he said, well, what do you do for neighbors around here? And I just did this. I said, neighbors are out there. All I got to do is pick up the phone to get the help. And so I think that's right. I think the contractors that may have access to where Lee could get rock to replace, it looked to me like it would be a neighborly thing to do to try to work with them.
Okay.
That's my comment.
Commissioner Noble?
I have nothing. I feel like we're setting precedent, and I would have to say no.
So I think, Mr. Wright, the opinion of the board is we have to deny your request based on the concerns we have from our attorney and the constitutional issues.
Well, I assumed that, so yeah. I figured I was probably wasting my time, but...
Well, you're not wasting our time. We don't mind engaging a conversation, and I think with what Commissioner Bousman and Vickery said, you know, I would support that as well. If we could make an attempt to see if we could have some neighborly help.
Something like that, so...
Okay.
I just thought I'd come on the off chance.
I understand your predicament.
And good luck with that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have 45 minutes.
Oh, we'll have Matt start early.
You can only use your whole business.
I gotta wait till we get there. So,
not a 5 minute break. Not a 5 minute break. Yeah. Before we start that, it'll be a while.
Yeah, I think we'll take just a quick 5 minute break before we move on with Mr. Gaffney. He has several.